In the name of Jesus, amen. Beloved brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, consider the pattern in evidence in the text just read. For with John, the pattern is consistent. With John, the pattern is indicative and emblematic. A word is spoken. A word is heard. A word is taken to heart and believed. For only then, suggests John, only then can one see what only the mind and the heart, what only the eyes of faith can see about Jesus. I did not know him, declares the Baptist. I saw him. I saw the Spirit descend upon him, saw the Spirit remain on him, but did not yet really and truly know him. But then a word was spoken. Then a word was heard. Then the Father in heaven above, then the one who sent John to baptize with water, said to him, "He upon whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with a greater baptism. This is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit." Then and only then does the Baptist know him. Then and only then does he speak a word so that it might be heard, so that it too, the word of the Baptist now, it too might be taken to heart and believed by still others. Only then does the Baptist declare in the hearing of others, "This is the Son of God. Of God." A word is spoken. A word is heard. A word is taken to heart and believed so that it might be spoken and heard and believed again and again and again. So in our text, it happens again. We have found the Messiah, declares Andrew. For he too has heard a word. In this case, he too has heard the word of the Baptist. He too has taken it to heart. He too serves in the chain of those who speak so that others might hear. From the Heavenly Father to the testifier, to the Baptist, to the testifier's disciples, including Andrew, to still other disciples. The pattern is the same. The pattern is consistent, is everything. A word is spoken. A word is heard. A word is taken to heart and believed by those who have heard on account of the word. The word, the word, the word. For only through the speaking and hearing of the word may he who is the word of God be known. For blessed are those, the blessed are they, who have not seen and yet have believed. Who have then not ready eyes, but ready ears, ready to hear what eyes in no way can see. These things are written so that they may be spoken. These things are written so that they may be heard. These things are written so that they may be taken to heart and believed. So that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, that the man Jesus was and is God's own Son, the incarnate Son of God. These things are written, that believing you may have life in the name of the coming one, who came, who comes, and who is to come. May our speaking, our hearing, our taking it all to heart and believing be done in him, till he comes again, till ours is the privilege of finally seeing him just as he is. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.